Zeg nicht, was habe ich Maria gemacht? So, Pöchel, sag nicht, was da die Moschee gemacht hat. Schuhe Fall. Hasch sag mir, Mois, wenn jemand schon mal Moschee da mehr an der Rana Fiefe, weil ja wohl bechol Eis ala Koidisch. Die Beisla Pachorokas, auf den Ea Kapors, der Schell ala Rovelo, ihr muss kiebe an der Rana Kapors. So, a person can't just go into the Koidisch Kadoshim at any time. He has to have a special procedure to go in. To do this in the Seder Avoda. And even that is only on Yom Kippur on page 5. So the Medrash, the Torah's Kohanim on page 7 says Achichimol Al Yovo. That Al Yovo. Call Ace Elakoidish. Aaron Achicha. Moshe says, Hashem says to Moshe, tell Aaron Achicha, Al Yovo Mukhol Ace Elakoidish. You can't go in at any time you want to the Kodesh Kodosh. So the Torah's Kodim says an unbelievable plea on page 7. Achicha, the Darshan, because it says, Daber Alon Achicha. So really, Achicha, after the word Achicha, is a pause. But the Chazal Darshan, no, put Achicha with the latter word, Achicha al Yovo. In other words, Aaron has restrictions, but Moshe, you can come in anytime you want. Achicha b'al Yovo, ve'ein Moshe b'al Yovo. Or maybe not. Maybe Achicha b'al Yovo, ve'ein Abonim b'al Yovo. Or maybe it's that his sons don't have restrictions. Amar and Loza, Bidinu, Man, Misha, Nistava, Lovo, Nistava, Shalolovo, Misha, Lovo, Nistava, Lovo, Inadish, Nistava, Shalolovo, etc. So again, so Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have that restriction. So we have to understand what's the idea, when is the restriction applying, and why is the restriction, and why is Moshe Rabbeinu different? So, but before we see that, we have to see the Sefer Tchelas Mordechai. That's the Marsham. Marsham. Page 13 is the Sharblad of the Sefer Tchelas Mordechai is the Sefer Chumash, or the Marsham, the Rav of Berzhan. And he quotes a Medrash Pliya. There's a whole concept in the world called Medrash Pliyas. That's not like part of the Medrash Rabbah or Medrash Tachuma. There's this Midrashim quoted in Sfarim. And then some Sfarim, they collect them and have these Sfarim called Medrash Pliyas Sfarim. And they have all these, they're not from the regular whatever, but people like to give drushes on Medrash Pliyas. So what does it say in the Medrash Pliya? Page 14. B'shah shemesu b'nei Aaron amru malachi asharis. When Nadav Aviu died, so the malachi asharis said, Ribbono shel Olam, in kein lama karasu liyisrael asayam. He says, if Nadav Aviu are dying, so what was the point of Kriyas Yamsuf? Anu Safi Kodesh. So the Malach Hashar said to Ribbono Shalom, Lama Karasel Yisrael Tzayam, Anu Safi Kodesh, Hashiveinu Hashem Alech, Hashuv Chadei Shemeinu Kiched. He says, if none of Aviv are going to die, why did you do Kriyas Yamsuf? And then they made a plea, Hashiveinu Hashem Alech, Hashuv Chadei Shemeinu Kiched. So what was this whole back and forth? What is the fact that Nadav Aviu died have to do with the fact that therefore the Malachim said there shouldn't have been Kriyas Yamsuf? What does one thing have to do with the other? And what's this plea? Anu Sarfei Kodesh Hashiveinu Hashem Alech Alech Shuvah. So we're going to see a whole piece in the Sefer Chaim Moshe, that's Moshe Bik Zatzal. See that We have to look. He's going to quote from the Zohar HaKadosh, page 11. The Zohar HaKadosh is an unbelievable thing. Dover Acher, Vaya Yisrael, Zayad HaGdolo. Third line, Elamar Vihuda, who Saba the Nachas, Ibonai, Megalusa, the Sovel of Galusa, Elamar Megalusa. This is the Hebrew translation. So you did have Ozo Zokin, Sherani, Bon of Megalus. Who Chama Kol Inu Nukmin Kol Givron, the Ovid Kucha Brief. In other words, so this is the idea that Vaya Yisrael is so much. That Vaya Yisrael is. As Hayat HaGdolah means, Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael Sava. That the same man, Yaakov Avinu, who saw all the Torah, who went down with Klal Yisrael to Golos, went down to Yisrael to Golos, he is the man that is going to witness the whole Kriyas Yom Suf. Vayah Yisrael means Yaakov Avinu. Esayad Hagdolah Asher Asher Hashem Yisrael. So now let's see how we'll put this all together. So in the Sefer Chaim Moshe, the Torah from Rabbik, so he puts it all together. He says, Yeshlu on page 16, the first column. Yeshlu Vara Isser shall be as Mikdash. What's the Isser of going into the Mikdash, into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and Aaron was commanded al Yovel Mechalei Yisrael Kodesh. What's it all about? And then page 17, top, what's Pshat? Al Aram Bebal Yovel Ve'in Moshe Bebal Yovel. Why is Moshe different? And then he quotes that Medrash Pliya of B'shasha Mesu Nadav Aviyu Amru Malchei Shores Kein Lama Karasa Hayam. And then he has another part to this Medrash Pliya that I didn't see in that Sefer. He says, V'yesh Omrim Sh'omru Safi Mala Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lolo Vod. That was another. Either the Malachim said Hashiveinu Hashem Lechem Hashuva, or they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lolo Vod. So first they said, Why did you split the sea? Why you split the sea? And they also said either Hashiveinu Hashem Melechem Lachul Shuva or Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lolo Voed. So he says like this. Back to page 16, bottom paragraph on the right. Vedira. Ki ein kol adam zocher liskarev lidabek ba'atzmo el hashchin hakdosh. Ki eish ochlo. Raka adam shemechir atzmo b'hachana d'rabba b'kdusha yisera. Biyodo lezakos v'habit efes katzehu midulosum kedushosum. He says a person wants to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have hachana from before. You can't just Kadosh Baruch Hu eish ochlo. So if you're gonna just go there and you're not gonna have proper hachana, chas v'shalom you'll get burnt up. You need the proper hachana. And the issue with Nodav Aviyu is they didn't have enough hachana. That's why Al Yovel Mechalei Yisrael HaKodesh. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu? He says Moshe Rabbeinu, page 17 in the top. Zev Yoram Shomru Aram Bebal Yovel Ve Moshe Bebal Yovel. Keep Kavan Shem Moshe Rabbeinu His Allah Bemidas Anova Yosef Bikol Adam Nish Moshe Adam Bikol Adam. So that is. And so if you have the Bible of another, that of course you can be mistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Anov. And he loves Anova. That's why he was Shoyre the Shechina and Har Sinai, the smallest of the mountains. So if a person is like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's always Muchach to come in. Ain't Moshe Babal Yavo. There's no restrictions. He says, and that's Pshat in the Medrash Pliyah. What's the Pshat? Sheachar Shenochu Malachei Ashores, the Rosh, reading here on page 17 on the right. Shenodav Aviu Mesu. Once the Malachei Ashores saw that Nodav Aviu died when they came to the Shechina, and they saw the Shechina without any proper hachana, and they saw how Nodav Aviu, what the consequences were, not having proper hachana, so they asked the question, so how come Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yam Suf, Rosh Shivcha, Aliyam Shem Lora Yecheskel Babuzi. So there was an ultimate kesher with the Shechina. But they weren't ready for that. They weren't on the high Madregas. They weren't ready. It was just, they just came out of Mitzrayim. They're over the Zara. That was the question. So what did the Malachim, Safi Malah answer? So that's what the Malachim Asharis said to the Ribbono Shalom. And the Safi Malah, I guess there were other Malachim, because the Malachim said, asked the question, and then the Safi Malah answered one or two things. Either Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, what does that mean? Two lines from the bottom of the 17th. And that's what the Safi Mala said, that they were on the highest levels because they know the Safi Mala could say that because they know that the tzaddik of the Balei Tshuva highly got in Shammai. So they could give edus that's what happens if you do tshuva. So that was the first thing he said. Second thing they said, V'yesh Omrim, page 17 on the left, Sh'amru Safim Malam Baruch Shem Kvod Mokhtzul Olavad. The Kavanosim Lomar, Ki Masha Zochu Yisrael Gilo Yishchina V'yesh Omdu Ahayab, after lo hayu ruim lekach mitzad malsei lo yichina sasman karoy lekach. So one answer is they did tshuva. The other answer is that when Klal Yisrael were at the Yam, who was with them? Yaakov Avinu, or Yair Yisrael. Shehaya Yaakov Avinu beinayim. Yisrael Sava. Yisrael doesn't mean Klal Yisrael. It means Yisrael, our Zayden Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. That's Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol. He's the one who said Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol on Vaed. The Hu Lomes, Vachem Beschuso Lomes. Yaakov Avinu Lomes, as Chazal say. So we had a special schus of Yaakov Avinu, Vaya Yisrael is al tzvas hayom. And that's the idea. Now there's another medrash that's interesting that says that even Aaron HaKohen was allowed to go in at any time, as long as he did the procedure. That's here on page 19 of the Medrash Rabbah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo kishem shata sober, lo eis l'shav, lo eis l'yom, lo eis l'shono, lo eis l'shtei maser. Ela b'chol sh'a shehu rotzo l'chanes, yikanes rashi, yikanes keseder hazeh. And that's another, so even Aaron had that special madrig. It wasn't, maybe Moshe was still different. And there's a whole piece in the Chachmas Adam here about the Shita, the Gra, and the whole discussion of this Medrash Shita, that Aaron also was not confined, as long as he did the Seder Zeh. If there's a stipler, you can read it. A couple of pages on that idea. But what do you see? You see, to go in, you need special zchuyos, or else you'll burn up, like Nadav Avir. So Anava and Aaron also, because the Chasam Sofer writes in the Drasha here, page 27. The two Chasam Sofers I'm going to tell you over now. He says, by Aaron HaKohen, we know he's the person who made Shalom with people. The Shalom of Mishra Halachiti. That's the ultimate of this midah, making Shalom and eradicating. And basically, Shalom comes when people have anava also. The Lechasani, that's that midah. Because if you don't, if person Shalom, he's mevato himself to the other person, to make Shalom. You have to give in. If you're a Baal Gaiva, you can't make Shalom. You have to have it all your way. And he discusses that the Korban Bayis Rishon was the Sinas Chinam, was Mochomer, because the Hillel, the Shalom, the Shalom Rishor, by Aaron HaKohen, gets Kuna Kedola. So that was one Midah of Aaron that allowed him to go in. But then there's another Midah. And this, actually, I heard this Chasam Sofer once on the Kol HaMoed. Rabbi Moshe Bick's son, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Bick, he spoke at the Rabbi's Street Shul in Sabra. He used to give a drasha every year, on the Kol HaMoed. And once he quoted a Chasam Sofer. So he said like this. You know, there's a famous Rashi in Baaloscha. Lahagid shvacho shal Aaron shaloshina by the Menorah. Aaron vayas Aaron, he wasn't Mishani. So the question is, that's a chiddush. You think Aaron would be Mishana? Hashem says to do it this way, and Aaron's gonna. Oh, I have a better way of doing it. Of course, if Hashem says to do it this way, you do it this way. What's the chiddush? So the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. This is the incredible Chasam Sofer. Page 28 on the left arrow. Yesh Lefar Shal, the second paragraph. Yesh Lefar, the Chadoshu B'Ketor is born with Pifu. In other words, the halacha is by the Ketor is a school for Ashiris. Right? That's why if you be a Sadak and a Bris, it's a school for Ashiris. That's why at every family you only get, you're supposed to switch off. You're not supposed to use the same person. Brought down, just like by the Ketoros. If somebody was zoiche to do the Ketoros, then he should let another coin do it the next time. So this way, someone else, like Rosh Hashanah said, he spread the wealth. So Yesh Lefar Shal Chadoshim the Ketoros Bo Be Peace Shul Zochem Ba Adam Be'ol V'Shama. You should never do it the Ketoros and do it a second time, because once you get it, it's like winning the lottery. So let someone else now give a chance. Torah's Ma'asheris. Kach lo nidu lo el pam echa kini yashashu kulo. See, but the Pasuk says, Mativo asay neiros yachti rena. Which means that if you're oisik in the neiros, that he has explained it, that logistically, if you're going to be oisik in the Torah's, you won't be able to be oisik in the menorah. Because there was overlap. So you have to choose. Are you going to do the menorah or are you going to do the ketores? Ikein hametiv haneiros lo haya yochel lahaktir. So that's the pshat. Aaron shehitiv is haneiros. See, Aaron, what's it then? If you light the menorah, what does the Gemara say? Man derogil beneiros, havi lebonim talmidei chacham. If you rogil beneiros, you'll have sons that are talmidei chacham. But on the other hand, if you're going to do the Neiros, but you might not get the Ashiris. So you have to. So you would think, maybe Aaron would say this. I did the Neiris a lot. So let me just, one day I'll take off from the Neiris and I'll do the Ktoris so I can get Ashiris. No. Torah is always the most important, and therefore I'm not going to give up one day from the menorah to do the Ktoris. Why? Because as it says, totally Torah's picha me alfei zahav kesef. That Torah's picha is greater than alfei zahav kesef. Says, "Oh, the chora haya efshar lo l'kayim shneim kol apochus parmachas haya yachol lachdir ulaniach lachel heiti." Kamashmon shivcho shel Aaron shafiu parmachas lo shina. Meaning, he didn't one time say, "Today, I'll do the Torah and not the Minhag." But you have to be in such a mila to understand the Hashimah HaTorah so great that even you won't give it up for Alfei Zahav Kesef for one day to do the Torah to get the Alfei Zahav Kesef. So that Madrega is the Madrega that you have to be on to be Zohar, to be Nichnas HaKodesh Kadoshim, and to be with the Shechina. Because Aaron, Moshe, Anova, Hashimah HaTorah, these things. And if you're not yet ready or in that Madrega, then it's going to be. So that's the question. That's what the Malachim asked. Apparently, none of our view weren't prepared. So then the question that the Malachim was asking, so then how were we prepared to be at Kriyas Yamsuf, but we also weren't with the Shechina? So either because we were Bali Tshuva, and that's what the Malchay Mala, as Rav Bick said, because they know the godless and where the Bala Tshuva, or as Rav Bick said, the first terrorist that Rav Bick said, and the second from the Medrash Kliya, the second terrorist is, they said, Baruch Shem, which means that who says Baruch Shem, that's Yaakov Avinu says that. And that's what? And that's the Vayah Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu was there. And B'schus Yaakov Avinu, it's his dargis that all of Klal Yisrael was able to have a Kriyas Yamsuf. Hayah Yisrael is Hayad Agdola. So these are the ideas of Osai. So even if we're not maybe ready to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, but we always have to try to go up Madregas to be able to be close to the Shechina, close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, we're not going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. You know, we're not Moshe, we're not Aram, but whatever, we still can have a closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe not on the level of Moshe V'Aaron, but on every level, and the more person, you know, has the mid of another, he treats people with humility, he speaks with humility, he acts with humility, and he has the Hashivas of Torah, the Shem Torah L'Shma, so then he's able to get closer to the Shechina and the Me'ein of Moshe V'Aaron. That's Malas Midas HaNova V'Tshuka L'Torah, as chuyos likanish the kodesh hakadosh. Okay, we're supposed to have a good Shabbos. So
beautiful, Rami. Have a good Shabbos.
Bezer Shem Sunday 11. Bezer Shem Yisparach.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rami.
Okay, can you close this? Jake, I don't know what happened here. Hold down a bit, Hanan. Yeah, thank you. I think we have a minion, right? Sure.